Good morning.
2:35. Matt and John. And John, you picked this week's movie, Skip Trace. John, I never heard of this. What'd you think?
Yeah, you know, it felt a lot like other Jackie Chan / loudmouth American movies. But you know, it was fun. We got some pretty cool scenery in this movie, right? There's some pretty awesome like views of the countryside in China, in Mongolia in this movie. You know, I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. And I think I don't know that I've seen Johnny Knoxville in many roles besides, you know, Jackass. apparently he played Leonardo for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in 2014. Those were the ugly looking ones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But so that was kind of cool to see that. And then like what some of the other people in here were interesting. Dasha, the Russian, she was 3-time WWE Divas champion.
Oh.
There's the girl that, like, I think it's the one that had the hots for Jackie in the movie, B-A-I. Her name's Fan Bing Bing, which, fantastic name. But she's, like, one of the highest paid celebrities out of Forbes China. And I was like, whoa.
So, oh.
Big name that we've never heard of, you know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Huh.
I looked through her catalog. I'm like, do I recognize any of these other movies? I'm like, she played like a background character in X-Men in one of the movies. I'm like, no, I don't really know any of these. These are all a bunch of movies I never heard of, you know, foreign films. But huh. It was interesting. Yeah. That was fun. There was a lot going on, but I liked the Johnny Knoxville character in this movie. I thought he was entertaining. You know, I like kind of like this bad guy that you feel for and you want to, you know, root for, and you know, turns out to be a good guy, you know, in the end, right? Uh-huh. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was surprised I never heard of this movie. I really was, and then I was looking at it, and it said the budget was $32 million, and it made $136 million worldwide. I'm like, wow, not too bad.
It wasn't a bust. Yeah, I think you know the thing about that is he can appeal a lot to the Chinese market too, right? Not just the American market. So he can make the money. Jackie Chan can make the money on the worldwide market a lot better than a lot of other actors can. So,
and I gotta say, you know, that's the thing with Jackie Chan. You know, he always done his own stunts, and
yeah,
watching him, and when I look up and see that he's gonna be 70,
isn't that
he's
crazy?
Out here jumping around and shit, I go, wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, because this movie is only 2016, right? It wasn't that. It's a fairly new movie. I mean, 8 years ago, right? So, you know, he was no spring chicken at 62 or whatever, 61.
I know. I was like, wow. And I did like all the outtakes at the end.
Those
are
fun.
Messing
those
up and stuff.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I like it.
Yep. Yeah. I love like the one where he's like kicking up that Russian doll and he's like he's not working. He's like, oh, come on.
Just to see, you know, that's how much effort it goes in just for that little part, you know.
Right. Because in the movie, it's all smooth and flawless. You're like, wow, he's just so good. And you're like, oh yeah, it took him, you know, 7 takes to make that work.
So this starts Hong Kong, and we got Jackie Chan, then we got a guy I don't think we know exactly who he is, but we have a guy with a bomb attached to him.
And yep.
He gives him a watch. He says, "Take care of my daughter." Jumps off the boat, explodes. Because I want to see how he pulled this one off, John, after we see what happens at the end here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We find out his name is. We find out his name is Young, and like he was Jackie's partner.
Yeah.
Right. And but he's got this vest on, explosives, and there's not enough time for Jackie to save him. So he hands him his watch. He says, "Watch my, watch over my daughter," and then jumps to his doom. And like, okay. And 9 years later, we're now in the slums in Hong Kong, and and Jackie Chan is, chasing bad guys and blowing up houses, like all these houses on stilts are just crushing and falling down. I'm like, man, somebody call a building inspectors there, not up to code.
What we need to know is, how did he let his partner get a bomb strapped to him? I was like, wow, how'd that happen?
Yeah, there's so many questions of how did that get to that point? Why a bomb, right? Why not just, shoot the guy? What it was?
These houses in the water. And I love it, John. I love a good name. Handsome Willie is who they're watching. Jackie Chan, who's Benny. So Benny, all he's trying to do is prove that Victor Wong is the Matador.
Yes, the Matador. And his boss doesn't believe him. But I think he believes that he's the Matador, and he's the reason his partner had an explosive vest on.
Yeah, so they're watching that some Willie, and then old Benny here, he's good at the old, what do you call this, John? The knuckle side throat punch knocker outer? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, right? It's like the Vulcan neck pinch, but only with two fingers and a quick stab to your neck. I thought it was cool. I'd love to learn that. Yeah. You know, like in Kung Fu Panda, when he just like lowers his pinky and the whole thing explodes. Like, yeah, that's awesome.
So he's trying to look in here to see what Handsome Willie's up to. And I like the part where the dog is just standing there. And he throws the ball out the window to get rid of the dog, but the dog just brings it back. He's like, "Hey, I just want to play."
Good guard dog. Good guard dog, yeah. When he brings the ball back, he drops the ball, and it rolls down, and now Jackie's cover is blown.
And, we get some classic Jackie Chan fighting, John.
Classic. Yeah.
Jumping around, mm-hmm. making people miss. Somehow they end up destroying half of this town, falls into the water. It's the one guy's house falls down, and we see a guy showering his ass.
Yeah. He got lucky he was on that side of the bathroom. Yep. So they're chasing each other, everybody around, fighting, and Victor Wong hops on a boat and takes off and gets away. Not today, Jackie.
And so the captain's all upset. He's like, "The Wong isn't the Matador. Why don't you take a month off? You need to
take a month off." We've heard this before, right? Don't you go to Florida, take a vacation. Maybe you'll want to buy a bar or something.
Hey, yeah. Hey, why don't you try it out?
Go look at the sunset.
Yeah, you might end back here. So then we go to Mother Russia, and we got Johnny Knoxville hanging upside down over a bowling alley.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's creative. That was pretty creative, right? I mean, we've seen some shenanigans in a bowling alley.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But we didn't see anybody hanging upside down at the end of a bowling lane, and getting tossed bowling balls at his head. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a slime ball bowlerama, but, you know.
No. Uncle Impy.
But boy, can you imagine if Wendy's balls hit him in the head? Oh boy!
Oh, the mess! Boy.
So he's like, "Yeah, I bet you're wondering how'd I end up here."
Do we get like a second flashback? Right, we're just jumping around in time in this movie.
And he's like, he's charming every woman on this plane, making them cry, and they're all just oohing and crying over his story. And the guy next to him's like, he's just telling you The Notebook.
It's just the plot from the movie The Notebook.
They're like, oh, he's a real ladies' man. Eventually, he is in Hong Kong, right? At a casino, and he's a cowboy for some reason. I didn't understand why he was dressed like a cowboy.
Cowboy hat with a big belt buckle, and he had a mustache, and goes in, and I think he just starts hustling the locals is what it is.
Yeah, like, he cleans up, man.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't know you could play Baccarat. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but cool.
It's funny, I just saw that today at Walmart, I think. But yeah, he sees a hottie, and she's like, well, how would you like a free suite? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, let me get in the elevator with you and take you up to your room. Like, whoa.
Now we're talking, yeah. Whoa. Guest services offering you the suite.
So then Sergey is here. He's taking him back to Russia. You know, is this the? I think this is the unibrow Russian bad guy.
Right? Is that the? Oh, okay. That's all right. Yep.
Is that his name? I think that's his name.
I'm not sure about it, but you know, because there was like two or three of those goons, Russian goons that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one that was he had the unibrow, and he becomes funny later.
Oh boy. So they're like, yeah, we're here to take you back to Russia. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he escapes, only to run into them later on. It's like he gets away, and then he's going and walking out the building, and there they are.
Yeah, he doesn't get away very well. In the middle of running away from them and running back into them, he takes this elevator trip up to the VIP level, which I assume he snagged the card from Samantha, guest services Samantha, I'm guessing. Yeah.
The hottie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as the door opens, this woman's running at him, screaming and getting shot. And then the door shuts. And he's like, oh, well, that's interesting. Dead person just ran up and ran into the door with me. That's great.
Yeah, and she's like, my phone, here. Like, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So then the Samantha girl's boss shows up, and he's like, why'd you let him in here? You know, he's cheated us.
Out of like $1 million.
She's like, all right, well, sorry. So then she's working with Benny. It turns out her dad was his partner. The guy who blew up.
Yeah, so Samantha is the daughter of Young, who had the explosive vest. Now she works at this casino.
So then we see this Russian Natalia, who's here. Okay, hold on. So, okay. We go from Hong Kong to Siberia, and we got Johnny Knoxville, who is Connor, and they're trying. They're giving him the option because there's a pregnant woman who they say he knocked up, and he has to join the family or die.
Yeah, I kind of in a between a rock and a hard place. He's like, I don't think you can get pregnant the way we did it.
But so Benny's there watching all this and listening to it. And this Natalia girl, you know, you have to marry her. And then Benny saves Connor from the bowling ball smasheroo. So then we got a chase. He puts him in a barrel. And rolls his tire.
That was funny. At the bowling alley, Jackie and like two of the goons like fight each other, and they all end up smashing each other's nuts. They all just kind of like walk away.
Well, Johnny Knoxville spends a lot of time with his hands and feet tied in this movie, so he's tied up in a barrel, getting rolled around. And there's one part where he's in his barrel and he rolls around for so long. I'm like, you'll probably be dead. He's flying through the air, rolling up downhill.
You're not dizzy. Your brain is mush.
He ends up on that conveyor. I don't know what kind of place this is. I did like how they use the conveyor where it ties, you know, it put those straps down, and it would tie the guys up.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, he's already got ropes on him. Now he's zip tied too, you know.
And we got, oh, you know, Jackie Chan, Benny. He's beating up everybody. And I like it when he keeps telling the buff girl, he's like, I don't fight women, you know.
And she busts out two brass knuckles. This is Dasha. Dasha. She's fighting Jackie, and she's got the brass knuckles on, and he's just like, oh, this is tough. But this is that part where he ends up kicking up this Russian nesting doll. And it's big, right? This thing is like 2-3 foot tall. And then she punches it and it breaks. There's another one inside. She punches it and it breaks. There's another one inside. And this goes on and on and on. You're like, all right, we know what Russian nesting dolls are like. We get it. But then he's like running and Dasha's chasing him. And then, she gets stuck in this like one spot that Jackie slipped through, and he looks at her and he's like, size D. She's like double D, she's stuck in this like rack because of her rack.
Oh,
hilarious.
Beeb. They get away. And he's like, all right, I got to take you, I got to take you back. And Johnny Knoxville's like, oh, yeah? Can you do it without a passport? So he sets it on fire, his passport.
Yeah, he lights Jackie's passport on fire.
So then somehow they get on a train. They I guess they're gonna take a train all the way back. But then the train people they're gonna come around looking for, I guess, your passport, I guess. But you know, before that,
was it the passport or were they looking for a ticket? I don't know. One of those.
Well, that's why I was like, why wouldn't he just buy tickets? Did he come here with no money? I was like, I don't know. But they were able to eat some delicious goat testicles. You know, John.
So have you ever had goat testicle?
No, I have not.
You know, it's never come up. I've never seen that one. Yeah.
Okay. Just not, I thought you were going to tell me you did, and I was going to be like, wow.
No, no. I might have had goat cheese. That might be the closest product I've had. And I'm not sure if that's ever happened. I'm not going to say for sure. I know that I have.
I don't know. It's not on my list of food to try. I'm going to warn you, John. I'm probably going to go my whole life without eating a goat nut. So...
goat testicle or any other animal for that fact. I don't think I've had one. No. Goat, you have not eaten a or a bull or nothing. No pig testicle. No, nothing.
It's testicle.
It just doesn't come up. You don't hear about it, right? It's just not a thing.
Yeah, I'd prefer to steer away from that, I believe.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna pass on that.
Even though it looked like it was fried.
And I gotta say, it seemed like Johnny Knoxville liked it. He went and grabbed snatches.
He had a couple testicles he was eating there.
He grabbed himself a sack of testicles to take with him.
That's pretty
cool. Oh my gosh, that was funny.
What are we doing? Nice. isn't like desperate times, you know, John, what I mean? Like, if I'm...
Well, that's just it, right?
The mountains, you know, like
it was a nice looking train. They were in a nice looking car. This looked like luxury. I was like, is this a delicacy in Mongolia? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, this is my meal for my train ride.
Go like I requested the fish. Nope.
You don't have anything lighter? Do you have a salad here?
Yeah, can I go with the salad options? Chicken?
Now, here's the real question, John. Do you have to get that in a pair? Or is it just goat testicle?
Because you don't know. Maybe one might be different than the other. You know, you gotta try it as a pair.
Okay, that's enough goat testicle talk.
Oh my god, I can't believe we talked about it that long. All
right, so then they jump off the train. Looked like it was really moving too.
It did.
So they have the phone the lady was holding when the matador friend shot her.
So Connor's trying to explain to Benny. He say, "Hey, look. This is what happened. I witnessed a girl getting shot and blah blah blah." And Jackie Chan's like, "I don't care." All right.
I know. All right. So then the bad guys go to get Sam, and she does a little fighting back here, John. We get some mace, and then we get some tasering of the wet floor.
Smart move. Yeah, I don't know if it would work, but it was a smart move.
I was wondering that too, John, if that would work. I guess it depends on what you're wearing on your feet. Does it depend on what you're wearing?
Yeah, I know. I just can't say I know.
Like, if I'm wearing Crocs, like, I don't think I got a good chance. Or like,
is this movie magic? Or is this legit? You know, I didn't take the time to pull this one up on, Wikipedia and say, if this happened, would you get electrocuted? And they have a chance to look that up to find out if that were true. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but also kind of sounds ridiculous. So, Again, I don't have a lot of experience with tasers. Just something that hasn't come up. Thank goodness.
So then we got Connor and Benny in Mongolia, and they're trying to buy, I only called it a sweet Mongolian ride. Here, John. This thing here. Woo.
Yeah, they get themselves a ugly looking tuk-tuk and three-wheeled. Boy, what the engine on there was like not as nice as my lawnmower. I don't know.
1.3 liters.
Yep. Boy, it was rough.
He's got a credit card machine out there. I love it.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah, but Benny's Costco card got denied.
2% cash back. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What's in your wallet?
Oh, boy. Capital One, you would have took that one.
For sure. No problems.
They're driving. We got Connor. He kind of shoves Benny out of the truck. And he's like, aha, see you later, sucker. And then he breaks down. So Benny catches up with him. So then yeah. They're like, let's make a right turn into the Gobi Desert.
Yeah, once the tuk-tuk runs out of gas, they're like, well, we'll just walk. We're going to walk through what? The Gobi Desert. Like, really? That's your best plan?
Doesn't Benny know this is probably not a good idea? I don't know.
It doesn't seem like a great idea, yeah. But Johnny Knoxville's funny. He's like, what's the chance that they'd like just settle for some other white guy? I mean, we all look alike, right? I think that's nice.
Yeah, right? And then they come across a kid hurt and a horse.
Yeah.
No. So then Connor's like, he steals the horn. He's like, ha ha, see you later, suckers.
Yeah, Jackie's trying to help this little kid out. And then Connor's like, well, I'm going to steal your horse. Bye. And then, of course, all the locals show up and snatch both of them.
Oh, boy. So, there was a lot of guys showed up.
Yeah. You know. Take them off to the Ring of Doom now.
The Ring match. Of Fighting.
Yep.
Against some giant human beings.
No kidding, right? This is Andre the Giant size dude here. And, like, I get, you know, Jackie Chan's not a huge person, so anybody kind of looks big. But even, like, next to Johnny Knoxville, it's like, dude, this is big, dude. This is huge.
Oh, now why are they fighting him? Oh, I don't know. Because they found him?
Because they found him in the desert?
They thought they hurt the kid? I don't know.
I don't know, but eventually the kid says, oh, hey, that's the dude that saved me or tried to help me. They're like, oh, hey,
oh, okay.
now they're heroes. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, we'll stay just for one drink, and it turns into an all-nighter.
Yes, yes. Again, I feel like I've seen that scene before. But Jackie Chan singing Adele.
Oh, and, boy. Oh, just no. Oh, boy. Just no.
Yeah. Just I mean,
stop that.
If it was Doja Cat, I might have been. You know,
I mean, cool, you can't. You got not, to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
T-Swift. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
You got the bad blood.
I gotta say, I am swifted out with the whole NFL thing. Oh,
no, you're not. No, Lord. You will get ready because you're about to see it more tomorrow or Sunday, and then you're gonna see it more in 2 weeks.
Super Bowl Sunday, when it's Lions versus Chiefs. I can't wait for on one side we see we see Taylor Swift, and then on the other side we see Eminem and. You know, I just can't wait for that. That'll be great. That'll be. I hope Dr. Dre's there with them. You know, and I just. Metallica's been rooting for the Lions, so yeah, you know. That'll be nice. Yeah, that's what I want to see at the Super Bowl. Those are the celebrities I want to see.
The Homer Jeff Daniels. He's always a big Michigan Detroiter.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels. Yep. Mm-hmm. John, they can't take on T Swift. I mean, she's too powerful. Tay-Tay.
Not too Tay-Tay, powerful. Yeah.
Too powerful.
She is. She, you know, when she becomes Empress, we all have to, like, you know, bow to her needs.
They're literally talking on the news. They're like, you know, Taylor Swift will, she can basically decide who's going to be president, right? Just, she'll just say who she wants everybody to vote for. And that's what happens. I was like, wow. All
right. Yeah, well. I imagine she has some pull, right? She has some pull with probably an audience that normally wouldn't vote, you know, or maybe not a lot, you know? Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe she'll just throw a curveball and she'd be like, I don't know. She's not that old, right? She's not 35, right? She couldn't be president, right? Sure. She's not 35. I think it's 35, right? 35 to be president. Right? No age limit.
Sounds about right. There's a minimum.
Yeah. So then, then we're kind of like we're in high school because we got Johnny Knoxville telling Benny, he's like, you know, that girl liked you. And he's like, oh, she never liked me. Yeah. He's like, no, you should ask her out. Oh, no. And then we get what we usually get in movies, John. We get to see what we already saw earlier in the movie 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we saw this. Bomb blown up guy. Or did it? Of course, when Benny wakes up in the morning, Connor, of course, has left again.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he bought a horse because earlier he had no money, but now suddenly he has money. So he bought a horse and took off, but Jackie caught up pretty quickly. So, yeah. Too bad. Sorry, Johnny. But they get to take it off to, they end up at the Chinese border.
Boy, oh boy. It seems like a long way to me, John, but all right.
I agree. Even by horseback, like, oh my lord.
They get to the border, and then China tells them Connor's under arrest for that girl's murder, Benny for helping. We're going to transport you back to Hong Kong in this sweet ride. And you're like, wow, yeah, they do it fast.
Like, this police van that they use is not, like, that well-equipped. But, you know, whatever, just transporting some prisoners and... So they hop in the back there and they go for a ride and they're like, oh, what are we going to do? How could we get out of here, right? And, we got to stop because there's the Siberian Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dasha, she's great. I liked her in this movie.
Yeah, she's pretty good at trying to beat everybody up.
Yeah.
And she's trying to really beat up Benny again. He's like, hey, I don't fight women. All right, I told you that. And
she's like, why don't you stop being one?
Good comeback. Good. But then Connor saves him, but he hits her with this transport thing and she goes flying into the air.
First he knocks her out with the door in the back, and then a little later she gets back up and looks like she's about to shoot Jackie or something, and Connor gets in the van and drives and smacks her with the van. And again, she's still not dead, you know.
Nope.
And I don't know what was, they were stopped because of, I don't know, a mountain of pop bottles. Like, were they, what were they doing? Transporting this to Michigan to get the deposit? What were they doing?
Did you see the amount of bottles on here? I mean, it's
there was
$25
so
a day,
many.
people.
Yeah. There's a limit. Oh
I've
my
never
gosh.
Seen so many, John. I've never seen so many bottles. So then, you know, they get away, and then Connor
they take
pulls
a car.
A gun on him, right?
They take a car, and they're like rallying down this dirt back road and going fast, right? Yeah, Connor ends up pulling a. He ended up fighting a gun during the last battle and pulls it on Jackie, but he thought Connor's hands were swift.
No. Yeah.
Benny's just like, right. Yeah, he's like, swipe. Nope. Now it's my gun. Aww.
That next thing they're doing, John, I didn't know what was happening here. Rolling on these right. things, and I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, like they're driving along, and then they stopped, and they're like blowing up their own raft.
What?
To float down a river. I'm like, you couldn't wait till you found a bridge to cross, or
they really do a whole planes, trains, and automobiles on here, man.
They do, right? Yeah.
Trains and rafts and
you're
cars.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Zip lines coming soon.
The zip line.
Yeah. So they're making these blowing up these things so they can float away on this raft. They run into some rapids, and Benny falls off, and Connor's like, all right, see you later.
But Benny can't swim, and Connor has a conscience, so he saves them.
Yeah, he saves them. And then Connor's like, all right, I'll testify in your whole thing.
Yeah, because like at the border crossing, they had saw a TV, and he's like, oh, that's the guy that shot the girl, and turns out that it was Victor Wong. And so now Jackie's like, you could prove that he was the bad guy, that he's the matador.
The matador.
And the whole time, Connor's like, no, I'm not doing that. Now he's like, okay, fine, I'll testify for you. Well, sweet.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we got Samantha goes to the captain because she wants to find old Uncle Benny. But the captain, John, not a good guy.
No, he's a double agent. He's on the payroll.
Then Connor and Benny, they stop at a lantern festival lighting thing.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Rapunzel's here somewhere. And
Rapunzel. So, you know what I like, John, is they can't look in this phone. They got to get it charged. So they use the bicycle charging method, which I absolutely love, by the way. I think all kids
yes.
should have to do this. To charge
That's
the
right.
Phone.
You want Wi-Fi? You gotta ride the bike to have enough power.
Yeah. It'd be like an hour ride for like 5 minutes of battery power.
Yep. Want to charge faster? Pedal harder. Yeah.
But it can't be unlocked. We need a thumb.
Thumbprint. Man. Who knew?
But then the bad guys, now they can track the phone and see where they're at.
Yes, now that the phone's on, obviously it's going to send a tracking. It's going to be on the web, on the grid.
So you're going to have old Handsome Willie and his gang of thugs looking for him at the, okay, John, I'm going to call it mud party?
Yeah, some sort of mud festival?
They have a lot of different festivals and shindigs out here, I guess.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Anything for an excuse to drink, I guess, right? That's cool.
So then we, you know, they're like, oh, there they are. Chase is on. They chase them into the mud party. And then to get away from them, they make one of the bad guys grab a woman's boob.
was hilarious. Yes. He said,
Hey,
I
take my
didn't
grandma's
do
in
it.
the room.
Yeah. At one point, they use a popcorn bomb.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. They have a group of women who they have to sing to get past. So apparently there's no other way around.
Could
They
no, no
have to
possible
sing to get through.
way. Yep.
I do like the popcorn bomb. I gotta say, John, that must be some fresh popcorn right there.
Yeah. I don't know if it was as effective as like an exploding. What was it? An exploding? Was it a turkey? Oh.
Oh, the are you talking about the ham? The
Ham,
exploding
exploding
ham?
ham. Yeah.
Fucking McNulty.
McNulty.
Yeah, pass the mustard. They get away. They end up on a cliff. They're gonna jump, but then they're like, "No, we're not gonna do
Yeah. But they see a zip
that."
line. Good thing they didn't jump because there's a zip line. So they take that across the canyon. But then, oh my gosh, man. Oh, because you know their overweight capacity, you know, it's just not meant for two people at once. And then on top of that, you know, Jackie's not strapped on. So he's just barely holding on the whole flying over there really fast. And he starts slipping and he's grabbing onto whatever he can. And apparently, including,
Oof, oof.
Johnny's
Johnny's Knoxville.
Charlie Barker, Johnny's Knoxville.
I gotta tell you, John, I'm kind of happy I don't live somewhere where there's just an everyday zip line that you gotta take, just
Yeah,
to do chores or something.
on my morning commute. Last, you know, 10th of a mile, I got to take a zip line.
Your morning commute. Let me take the zip line across. Nope, I'm not doing that. They're walking around. Connor's always trying to do the two-finger neck punch on Jackie Chan, but it's never working. They start to get rained on, and I guess it's cold, and they find a cave, John, but they're freezing.
Right. Yeah, so you're cold, you need heat, need warmth. So get out of your cold, wet clothes and, you know, cuddle up, I guess, spoon for heat. Oh.
I don't think I'm doing this, John. I got to be honest with you. I don't think
I'm
it
going to
was
keep my
that
clothes
cold.
on.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think it
Yeah.
was
Yeah, you want to hold my hand and like, you know, that's fine. I think I maybe lay back to back, right? So, you know, our backs are more, I'm gonna be okay with that. I don't think we're spooning. Nope.
But yeah, because then when they show them going to sleep, they're not, they're kind of spooning, but not really. But when they wake up, they're in full-blown spoons.
Yeah. It's creepy. And then, of course, not just that, but there's a whole bunch of tourists taking photos of them.
What?
That's a shame.
Like, oh my God, look. It's not what it looks like. The bad guys have Samantha. Benny calls. They want the phone. Blah, blah, blah. I can't read my writing, John. I don't know what because
So after Benny calls Samantha, who finds out she's in trouble, him and Connor get in an argument over the watch and whatever, and they end up splitting up. So
Oh yeah,
you
okay.
know, Connor gave Benny the phone and left him. And Benny didn't chase him. He's like, fine, whatever. So, but then he talks to.
Okay, that's what I wrote. Yeah, guy and bus. That's what I couldn't read what I wrote. Okay. All right. I got you. All right.
Yeah, so now he's excuse me. He's talking to Victor Wong or somebody, and he's like, meet me in this public place and we'll trade Samantha for the phone. And Johnny, he's on a bus or a train or something, I forget now. And this guy's like, hey, hold this for me for a sec. He's like, sure. And he peeks inside it, and somebody's urn with a bunch of ashes in it. Freaks out at first, and then he realizes, oh yeah, I guess that's probably insensitive of me, whatever.
Yeah,
Not what you're expecting, right?
no,
When you're on a bus ride for
yeah.
somebody to hand you the urn flashes.
No, I think that's something you can't do. If you're transporting ashes, you can't have somebody else hold it.
No, I don't think
Oh
it's a good idea.
boy. What if he just drops it? Oh boy. You don't want to
Yeah.
scoop up ashes off a bus floor. Oh.
Oh.
Oh boy. Oh boy. So then, yeah, then, he's like, yeah, that's my buddy in there. He's then Connor's like, oh, my new buddy, I should go help him. So now he decides he's gonna
Yeah.
go back and help old Benny.
Yeah, Connor's got a conscience.
Benny meets up with the Matador, and he shows up with all these cops. And he's like, ha, that's the Matador, and I'll prove it when he unlocks this phone with his thumb. And so he puts his thumb on, and he goes, ha, I didn't unlock it.
Yeah. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Yep, there you go. So then they're like, ha, Benny, you're under arrest now. And he's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so they put Benny in a jail. Not sure how he's gonna get out of this one. Be crazy to think like Connor could dress up as a lawyer and pretend to be a lawyer to get him out. That'd be crazy talk, but why not?
But John, I think he does that. Well, he calls Russia also.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he calls
Yes.
Russia, and then he pretends to be his lawyer. And somehow they go over to, well, what's her name, John? Her office, what's her name? I don't have it here.
Go lay? I'm not sure.
Okay. And Benny here, he really lays on the charm, John, when you like beer and chicken? Huh?
Like beer and chicken. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna eat my chitlins. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get them. You want some beer and chicken? Bam.
What woman would say
Oh,
no?
so then Benny sees on a computer and he looks, but he's like, I know where we gotta go. We're going back to where the movie started. Bam.
Like cracking the phone open, and it's like, or they're jailbreaking it, whatever. And it looks like the Matrix. He's like, I know where to go. I'm like, what do you mean you know where to be? You can read the Matrix?
Hey. So then did I get this right? Is this the guy they're calling the Matador getting shot and thrown into the water? Is that right, John?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah, so
okay.
Victor Wong gets shot and is and thrown into the water. And now Jackie's a bit confused. He thought he was the Matador.
Yeah, I thought it was handsome Willie who shot him. That's who I thought originally. But no, John, it was his partner who blew up in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, Yang. Yang is alive. He's the Matador.
What?
He's the
What?
not dead dad of Samantha.
Oh, He's shocked to see him, and he's like, well, then he chose honor, he chose power.
Yeah, so Yang is a young, he's made a lot of money. He's well off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Kokanya, John. Kokanya.
Yeah, he's hiding his cocaine in what looks like styrofoam packaging and making the monies.
He's like, well, I'll go visit my daughter. She'll probably be surprised. And she is. But
Yep.
then she realizes, wait a minute, Dad, you set all this awful shit up.
Yeah. Oh, you're a douchebag. Yep. Never mind. I don't love you anymore. And just as Benny and Connor are about to get shot and tossed into the harbor themselves, here comes the cavalry. Because, a little while ago, Johnny had called the Russians, and nothing like came of it until just now when Dasha shows up and they all start
Oh,
fighting.
yeah, they get saved by the Russian pals, and the only way they showed up is now he agreed to join the family.
Yeah, he's gonna marry Natalia.
Yep, and you got everybody fighting everybody. There's a weird thing. I wasn't sure who was on this little boat coming to the big boat,
No idea.
because the Russian guy shoots the little boat and then it ends up crashing into the, making it slowly sink.
Yeah, this big boat is Titanicing now. It's going down. I thought they were pretty close to the harbor, but maybe not close enough. They were on dock, right? They were docked.
Yeah. We got, I
But it must
think
have been a big boat.
it sure did look like a big boat. And we got Willie. I think it's Willie's fighting Connor. We got Benny. He's fighting a whole bunch of bad guys, like Jackie Chan does. He's fighting bad guys.
Yep.
And
We got Dasha fighting one of the Chinese girls. She's got a big 3 foot crescent wrench and smacks the girl in the face. It's like, oh,
Oh boy.
I like to be a 3 foot crescent wrench. That's a good weapon of choice, I think.
Everybody should have one, John, you know.
Yeah.
It's
I bought one at
big.
work. I got me a 3 foot crescent wrench at work. Did I really need a 3 foot crescent wrench? Probably not. But it just made a lot of sense just because I
Hey,
wanted it.
you just wait, John. There's gonna be that day when you're gonna literally say, "Boy, I need a 3 foot crisp." Wait a minute.
There we go. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Benny sees that it's Kokanya, and so. The Matador, that's what we'll call him since he is the Matador, shoots Benny, and you're like, oh no, he's done for. Oh no. And then we get a helicopter, and a lot of cops show up. Boat's still sinking, so both of them go to save old Samantha, who's locked in a room that's filling up with
Young
the water.
and Benny, like, oh, we better go save Samantha. And of course, the level that she's on is all filling up with water. And Benny's like, I can't swim. But him and Young work together to get the door open. Samantha comes out. And you're like, okay, let's get out of here. But then Young's like, nah, goes in. Shuts the door on himself.
I thought he was
Like,
going to get away, John. I okay. You go your way.
Yeah.
This way. I really did.
Not today, Betty takes off, right? I thought he was escaping. Yeah.
That's what I thought, but nope.
Life in jail would suck, I guess, but, you know, death underneath water, that's probably worse, you know, just saying.
Although, did we really see him die?
Twice in this movie, and it doesn't necessarily mean he did.
That's right.
Get ready for Skip Trace 2. Return of the Matador.
I'm still wondering how he pulled off that whole blowing up in the beginning of the movie thing. I gotta say.
Yeah, because when we find out he's alive, you're like, how?
I don't know.
How are you alive?
So then, John, I'm gonna let you take this one. We're gonna go to Russia, and we got a baby being born. John.
Yeah, so Natalia's having her baby, and Connor's there. And they're all excited to see this new baby. And the baby comes out, and everyone's like, oh. And I'm like, what's going on? Is the baby like, you know, how can you possibly tell? Like, you know, maybe not the right color or something, right? The baby has a giant unibrow. It's like, oh, yeah, we know whose that is. Sorry.
Baby unibrow is something you gotta see.
It's cool. You gotta see. Newborn baby unibrow.
Oh boy. And that big unibrow. Do you think that's how it works? Like, oh no.
I've never seen a baby with a unibrow. Do you think that's a thing? Do you think that happens?
I gotta tell you, you know, all the weird things that you can be born with, I guarantee you somebody's got a unibrow baby out there.
Gotta have a unibrow. You're right. You're fair enough.
You know, people are born with, you know, six fingers. They gotta have a unibrow baby somewhere. I mean,
yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. I genuinely laughed when I saw this poor kid with a unibrow.
Poor
kid. I was like, oh boy, look at this thing.
Daddy's like, well, got out of that one. See ya.
Yep, he leaves there, and next thing you know, they're got Benny blindfolded in the car. Got a surprise for him. They taking him out to the country. They take his blindfold off so he can see his new house on his alpaca farm.
And you're asking yourself, what is an alpaca?
Huh?
And it's like a small looking llama, right? And I would say, you know, man, if these were like evil Llamageddon style, Alpacageddon, oh man, that would be pretty cool. Laser eyes.
Uh-huh. I like Alpacageddon.
Benny starts birthing alpaca eggs.
Wait a minute, eggs? Wait a minute.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would llamas lay eggs?
Yeah, that's right. And if you want to see a llama lay eggs, then you gotta do Llamageddon number 143.
And you do. If you have not seen it, go watch it. That's true. Llamageddon.
You do. Yep. You do gotta watch that's Llamageddon. A good one.
Yeah. It was better.
Laser beam eyeballs.
Yep.
So he's there with his his new girlfriend on his alpaca farm.
And yeah. Miss Bing Bing.
Connor tries one last neck punch. It doesn't appear to work, so they walk away, and then Benny's like, is he gone? And they're like, yeah, and he falls out. So it works.
So he had just enough in him to wait until he walked away before he blacked out. I'm impressed.
And, we got a ton of outtakes, which are really funny to see how much pain Jackie Chan goes through when doing all this.
It's always great. He always has great outtakes.
And that's Skip Trace. I can't believe I never heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, decent movie. Never heard of, but it was good. Johnny Knoxville, Jackie Chan.
Who knew? I didn't know.
No. There was a point in the movie when Jackie's yelling at Connor, and I'm like, did he say Carter? No, Connor. Okay, got it.
No.
I did see this movie. I can't understand what you're saying. Nobody, you understand the words that come out of my mouth?
I remember watching Rumble in the Bronx, right? That was like his first U.S. movie, Rumble in the Bronx. What a great title.
Great. Yeah.
So my pick, John, I believe this was on Amazon. Or I think I own it. I'm not sure about that. Oh, did I tell you I noticed? I was looking at Amazon for movies, and I saw that this movie was on Amazon. Skip Traced was on Amazon.
I watched it on Amazon.
Oh, I watched it on Tubi.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It's on Amazon.
That's the first thing I do when we go to a movie is I search it to see who's playing it to make sure I pick the best service that's available. You know, like I have no problem with Tubi. It's good. It's a good enough app. I'm satisfied with it. But boy, if you can go commercial free, I'm gonna tell you. Yeah. Know.
Well, now you got commercial free, John, because we're going commercial free on the Amazons. We got to see the sequel to Leprechaun. I'm doing it early. I'm not waiting for St. Patrick's Day or anything. We're doing Leprechaun 2.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're a little early. Not that early. It was a little early. A couple month or two, right?
We did the first Leprechaun number 151. So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. But I believe I what it says on there, it said sequel to the 1993 movie. And I was like, wait a minute. This one came out in 94. So 1 year to come out with the sequel.
Oh, they bust them out right away. Yeah.
And the description was, John, it's his never-ending quest for female companionship.
Aw, it's a love story.
Is it? you know, John, I got to get us closer to those ones we have to watch, which are, of course, Leprechaun in the Hood and Leprechaun in Space.
So, oh, my God, that is fantastic. Those titles. You
know, we got to get
there. Oh, my Lord.
So we're going to get there.
Wow.
So.
That sounds better than Evil Bong 666 and Evil Bong 777.
777. Yeah. Well, yeah, John, Leprechaun 2. We'll see what he's up to. But I will talk to you later.
All right. Till then. See ya.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.